This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm not a racist, but, subhanAllah, you're about to enter into transgression against Allah and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a sad reality that there are many Muslims, many Muslim communities, many Muslim ethnicities that are racially hostile towards others. Not just Muslims, but others in general. But even more despicable is that they have a racist attitude towards other Muslims who come from a different ethnicity, a different background, a different cultural experience, a different skin color. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this jahiliyyah, this ignorance from the heart, which is a transgression against the ummah, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the dictates and the teachings that were sent to us in the Quran. Bilal radiallahu anhu is a person who is valued in our tradition and community today. But you can almost assume that there are some people and some families that if they did not know it was Bilal from a distance, they would look at him with a bit of putting him down, of not esteeming him at a social level equal to them on account of his beautiful dark colored skin, which is not a virtue for him, but should never be a debasement for him. As a part of our ideals as Muslims, is that we do not see skin color or physical makeup as being something that can noble you or as something that should ever humiliate you or debase you. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah created us all equal, the way the equality of the teeth of a comb. The Prophet ﷺ stood up on his final Hajj and he said, لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي. There is no virtue of an Arab over a non-Arab. ولا أبيض على أسود. Or a white man over a dark-skinned man, or a dark-skinned man over a white man. All of that is under my foot, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of that is a way of jahiliyyah and of ignorance of the days of the past. And it's as if the Prophet knew that this would be a danger for mankind into the future, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot say, I'm not a racist, but when you continue with but and you begin to look at other people's cultural experience, and if you define racism in its very simple terms, that you judge a person's physical features as being reason for their ethical and behavioral decisions. That you look at a person and say, by how they look, this is probably how they act, what they believe, and how they're going to be without knowing the individual at all. It is a prejudiced stereotyping that has no place in our hearts as Muslims towards Muslims or non-Muslims of any ethnicity, any racial color, any background, and any religious practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the jahiliyyah that the Prophet ﷺ said, da'uha fa'innaha natina. Take this, tribalism, ethnic belief out of your heart and cast it aside, throw it away, for it is jahiliyyah. It is a stinking, rotten piece of human behavior and history. May Allah protect us from it, and may Allah never allow you to confuse right from wrong, except in the valuing of people in accordance to their own particular actions, illa bittaqwa, on account of a person's consciousness and dealings with God and others in society. Allahumma ameen.